This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Glenn Pugh reporting for AvWeb.com. It's no secret that these are dark times for the aviation industry. Cessna alone announced layoffs for about 7,000 workers since November 2008. But the past is done, and what matters most is what's coming. Unfortunately, the future is a lot harder to see, but some people manage to make a business of it. We're talking today with Brian Foley. Brian is president of Brian Foley Associates out of Sparta, New Jersey, and he has a perhaps refreshing take on things. Brian's business depends on his reputation for getting things right, leaving the future as his judge. Brian, welcome.
Hi, Glenn.
So first off, what sort of business is Brian Foley Associates? What sort of track record do you have?
We're general aviation management advisors, and we're also analysts of the market, so we keep an eye on things for both companies in aviation as well as the investment community. And so far, so good. We've been in business for about 4 years now, and it was in the fall of 2008 when we first warned the community that this drop-off was going to be steeper than anyone anticipated, and the recovery was going to be much longer. And we weren't very popular taking that particular position at the time because, as you'll recall, those were just the go-go days when things were going up. They couldn't get any better, and people didn't want to hear that, but we saw things that indicated otherwise.
Well, so going forward, what does your research say we're looking at for 2010 and beyond?
We're not afraid to buck the rest of the pack here as well. You know, in our view, the pendulum has almost swung too far the other way, and there seems to just be overdone pessimism in the industry now. And I think people have been whipped so bad with all the negativity throughout the industry. Their businesses have been affected firsthand that they've been concerned. And it's just hard for anyone to really look at the future here that, yes, things will improve. And we're of the belief, and have been for the last year, actually, that by the middle of this year, we'll be on our way back up the next upcycle.
Well, what sort of trends are you looking at? What drives you to that kind of conclusion?
There's a couple of things that are just coming together. You know, first of all, a typical aviation business cycle is 6 years. That is, there's 6 years of good business, and then it tends to trail off for about 6 years. We all know it's a cyclical business. Now, what was unusual is we had our nice six-year upswing that lasted until 2008, and then we had a catastrophic downfall. And in our view, instead of having to wait 6 years for that trough now, we just got a first-class ticket right to that trough in a matter of months instead of years. So it's our thesis that we've hit that trough and we're ready, hopefully, for the next six-year upcycle. Now, some of the things that we see that lead us to believe this, that you don't hear everywhere, is let's take a look at the economic front. You know, there's something called the U.S. Treasury yield curve, and when that gets wider, it's to a record right now, that signals a recovery. Another nice thing that's coming along is the U.S. GDP, gross domestic product. You know, any time that growth is 3% or better, that's generally good for aviation sales. In the third quarter of 2009, it rose 2.2%, and that's the biggest rise since 2007. So that's moving in the right direction. And a couple other things, stock markets are booming again. You know, corporate profits are a big part of aviation sales. So if that stock market's moving up, that's an indication that there's some good feelings about future earnings coming out of there. And people's personal portfolios must be improving also. So there's a couple of things that can help drive that. Lastly is the value of the dollar. It's very cheap now. Aviation aircraft are based in dollars, so our friends, the international customers, look over here and see a pretty good value on our used market and maybe even some new airplanes by the middle of the year.
And you see the global economy picking up enough to take advantage of that?
Yes. In fact, the rest of the world seems to be recovering faster than North America. So it's our thesis that non-North American companies will actually lead this recovery. They'll begin by buying the late model, low hour pre-owned models that are very popular because they're at depressed prices and there's quite a few of them out there. And then when the U.S. finally does catch up to the rest of the world in recovery, there won't be too many of those cream puff used airplanes left anymore. And we suspect that the U.S. buyer will be leading the new aircraft revival.
Well, what do you think will be the hottest markets first? Which international markets do you think should pick up and start this trend?
Right now, almost all of the non-North American markets have improved smartly. You know, Europe has always been one of the largest non-North American markets, and we see evidence over there that there's buying going on, particularly in the pre-owned end. The famous BRIC countries, that is the Brazil, Russia, India, and China markets, are also improving, but those aren't always the biggest markets in the world. You know, the Chinese market is very small. It's a sliver. There's some hopes that that'll grow in the future, but nonetheless, all of the countries outside of the North American market seem to be on the mend.
Well, which segments of the market do you think should take the upswing first? Do you think it will be uniform across the board? Do you see biz jets coming up first, or maybe smaller GA pistons? Can you break that down?
That's a good question, but what we've seen going on and what we've heard going on is it seems like the large cabin business jets have always been a good relatively recession-proof product. It just doesn't get hit as hard as the mid-cabin and small-cabin guys. A couple reasons for that. First, the folks who buy the big cabin business jet have the financial wherewithal generally to weather a recession like this. And also, there's simply fewer large cabin business jets out there. They haven't been built for as many years or in the same quantities as small and mid-sized cabin. And it's also our thesis that the smaller general aviation propeller airplane could come back in the near term. You know, they went into this downturn way before the business jet guys did. They seem to get hit a lot harder than the business guys did. And we think there's just a simple pent-up demand out there today. And we've heard some good things, particularly from the European market, that the piston market is starting to churn as well, finally.
When you say in the near term, what sort of window do you put that in?
Famous answer, it depends. There's going to be some segments of the general aviation community that recover before others. For example, sort of a canary in the coal mine that gave us an indication that we're headed for a downturn was the charter market. They started slowing down back in 07, at the end of 07, when we know now the U.S. recession started. And in addition to them, we saw FBO starting to slow down, selling less fuel, less services, MRO, the folks who do the maintenance, slowing down. And so we would suggest that those types of companies will be the first one to come out of this downturn, including fractional. They were one of the first hit as well. Some of the folks on the tail end of this recovery will be the business jet manufacturers. They went cruising along for a full year after the other people started slowing down. So they'll probably be the last ones out of this downturn as well. And for the same reason that we mentioned earlier, the propeller folks, the little single-engine guys, they went down probably in the 2007 timeframe too, so we're keeping our fingers crossed by the middle of this year that they'll be catching up and getting back some traction.
Now, if you do get it right, who do you believe would most benefit from believing you right now, and how could they best position themselves and their businesses for a recovery?
Yeah, a couple things that, you know, if you are sitting on the fence and have considered getting into business aviation, now's just a great time to buy. The prices aren't going to go any lower. At one time, let's say back in the March 09 timeframe, there were fire sales going on. There were business jets being sold for any cost just to get them off the books. That's not going on anymore. Prices have firmed, and prices are slowly moving up, particularly on the large cabin end. So it's our suggestion that if you were thinking of getting a business jet, it's a great time to buy. If you want a large one, you should be looking right now. You probably have a couple more months to kick some tires if you're looking at the midsize or small cabin business jets, because there's simply more of those and they're not moving out quite as quick.
And how about the businesses themselves? Is there anything special they can do to get ready for this?
If they manage their business correctly, they probably still have the lights on there. They're moving forward. And we'd encourage them to be positive and wait, give it to the middle of this year, and we think that quietly and stealthy, they'll see their businesses improving. You know, we got kind of conditioned maybe by the abruptness of this downturn that, hey, cycles move that fast, but they really don't. It's a should be a gradual six-year upcycle, and we'll start seeing slow indications of improved business as we go along. You know, the kinds of things that we're seeing already related to aviation trends is things like the number of business jet movements improving on a month-to-month basis, that is a takeoff or landing. And that's going up double-digit percentages each month now compared to a year ago. Granted, a year ago, business jets weren't flying very much, but at least it's moving in the right direction, and that should benefit the people like charter, like fractional, like people who sell fuel, services, and maintenance.
It's a very positive message, but I imagine a lot of companies and people, individuals right now are in bunker mode. How do you find your messages being received right now?
You know, we were contrarian, not by design. We take a look at the market. We're independent consultants. We can call it as we see it. And we like to think we're kind of realistically intuitive as we look at this. And the way it's been received is very positive. I've gotten some very nice phone calls from folks that agree with me. They're starting to see things happen in their own business. And I think this industry has been so shell-shocked that they're delighted to hear some good news for a change. And hopefully our prognosis will come true here in the coming months.
Well, it is all very positive, and we appreciate you sharing it. Brian Foley is president of Brian Foley Associates out of Sparta, New Jersey. Independent analyst, we thank you, Brian, for sharing it with us.
Take care, Glenn.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.